University of Minnesota board members will meet June 27th to decide the fate of an agreement that lets students from Wisconsin pay UW prices to attend Minnesota schools. Since Minnesota's tuition rates are higher than Wisconsin's, students from Wisconsin pay less for their education in Minnesota than the students who actually live there. Peter Zetterberg says that's unfair. He's a senior analyst for academic affairs at the University of Minnesota, and he says his school is proposing a new deal that levels the playing field.
Minnesota students going to Wisconsin-Madison would continue to pay the Twin Cities campus rate since it's higher, but Wisconsin students coming to the Twin Cities campus would pay the Twin Cities campus rate. We're not asking that Wisconsin students pay more than Minnesota residents pay. We're simply asking that they pay the same.
Zetterberg warns that the deadline is approaching and says he hasn't seen any new developments as the schools scramble for a compromise.
I honestly don't know if there are going to be more discussions or if this is going to go anywhere at all.
But Connie Hutchinson of the Wisconsin Higher Educational Aides Board says there is cause for optimism. Her group has been in talks with Minnesota, and she says both sides know they're trying to save a unique deal.
I'm very confident. I understand the frustration of the administrators over at the U of M, but that doesn't prevent us from continuing our work to find a mutually acceptable agreement.
Regardless of what decision is made, both states have agreed it will only go into effect for incoming students in the fall of 2008. Adam Hintertour, Wisconsin Public Radio.